Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is the president of National Football Scouting, and the guy who puts together the NFL Combine, Jeff Foster, with Gresh and Fourier back here in Boston. Jeff, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Jeff, great. I want to start with, how the hell did you fall into this gig?
Well, this week I would tell you I drew a short straw, but for the rest of the year, no, I was very fortunate. I was actually working in player evaluation for the Kansas City Chiefs when my predecessor here at National Football Scouting retired. And back then, there was, 12 teams that belonged to NFS. And so each of those 12 teams got to put up a candidate to potentially replace Duke Babb, who was my predecessor here and ran the combine for a long time. And so I was the Chiefs candidate, and I went through the process. There was, there was probably five or six other candidates involved, all guys who were still in the league and doing different things and doing well. I think what probably maybe separated me was that I had also run the East-West Shrine Game for a number of years prior to doing talent evaluation. So I kind of had a balance of being at a club, player evaluation, but also doing event management for a sporting event. So I think that's probably what led to my involvement with the combine, but never did I think it would last 19 years. So here we are.
So Jeff, I think a lot of people are, so do you guys determine which players and how many go to the combine? Are you in charge of all the invitees, certain players, and alerting them to the fact that they have been invited to the combine?
Correct. Yeah, we manage everything from A to Z, at the combine, including the selection process and, inviting the players, communicating with them. We obviously have partners. Obviously, the league office helps us with some of that. But we manage all of it. And, the actual selection process has evolved over the time that I've been here. We now invite all 32 teams to be involved in the process. We start in early December, and we select, we try to target about 200 seniors in early December. And really those are the easier ones, so to speak, to select. And then after the underclassmen declare in mid-January, then we select the underclassmen and the remaining spots that we have available for draft eligible seniors. And that's kind of the general process for us.
Yeah, Jeff, I'm wondering, how much do you hear from coaches, agents, NIL people, interlopers, hey, got to get this guy to the combine? How much are there people trying to whisper in your ear, hey, got to take my guy, as you're putting this list together for the combine?
We received a lot of feedback early on, but for the last, 6, 8, 10 years, very little. Agents will sometimes contact me that we have relationships with and ask me where their guys are kind of falling in the process. But I think they all understand that this is driven by the 32 teams. I mean, it's the teams should be the ones deciding who to be here. We also rely on our scouting service, to have a vote as well. The process is pretty solid, but evaluating players is not a perfect science. So we understand that we're going to get it wrong sometimes too. I think on average 35 to 40 players get drafted every year that we don't invite to the combine. And that's really what drove us over the years to try to make changes and improvements in the selection process, because we want the best players here so that the clubs have the ability to evaluate them. And, we all talk about the on-field piece, but, as Christian knows, the medical piece is really the most important element of the combine. It's why the combine was created. It's still the number one priority today. It's kind of the Super Bowl for the athletic trainers and the team physicians, because it's the first time that they get to evaluate the players medically. And as you know, that can certainly change where players fall on draft boards.
So is Jeff, and we're talking to Jeff Foster in charge of the NFL Combine. When it comes to the medicals, I do think this is interesting. Out of the, I don't know how many guys that you have go there, how many of these guys, when they go through this physical, end up finding out that they had something that they that wasn't like an orthopedic issue, but like maybe a life-threatening issue that the combine identified with all the different people there poking and prodding at you.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate and it's fortunate, both, that we sometimes find something. You know, I would say every year there's one or two that we discover something that the player didn't know about. And sometimes it can be life-changing. More often than not, it's something orthopedic that they just didn't know. You know, they could have a hot Jones fracture from, you know, too much lateral movement training, right? And they didn't know about it. It was just sore to them. But we find that, you know, there's a hairline on it. And so we'll shut them down so that they don't hurt themselves at the event. But we do occasionally find things, you know, either cardiovascular or otherwise, where there's a concern. And again, it's unfortunate in the moment because we have to share with the athlete who's, you know, their focus is working out their pro day, and then moving on to the draft. So it's unfortunate that we have to shut them down. But again, it's for their own protection and their own health. I guess the fortunate side is that we find something that hopefully they can get an early start in getting healthy and recovering from it. I mean, I don't know very many very fit 21, 22-year-olds that go through, you know, the vast array of medical evaluations that we do here. And so, you know, it's just natural that we're going to find something. And again, if it helps their long-term health, then I think it's a real positive.
Jeff, as you look at sort of the like infrastructure of the combine and what you want to get accomplished, are there tweaks you're making every year, or is it kind of all we got to do is put the players in our template because we understand the schedule and here's how we're going to do it?
I wish it was the latter. we're making tweaks every year. You know, and our number one focus is player experience. You know, we want the players to come here and have a great experience, and we really want them to be able to focus on their performance, performance in interviews, performance on the field, their testing, all of those areas. We understand when they get here, there's going to be some anxiety. There's going to be some confusion, some unknowns. We want to take all that away from them. And so we make tweaks every year based on feedback that we get from the guys from the year before. So we do a little player survey most years, and we get feedback from the guys about parts that were positive or negative, and then we try to make adjustments to those. So, you know, the last couple of years, we've had some amazing changes. You know, last year we, through a partnership with Noble, we created a player headquarters area where they have their own locker room. They have a turf field that they can use to stretch and warm up on. They can invite their trainers into that secure space to stretch them and warm them up. And then we have lifting equipment if they want to get a workout in, and then we've got a recovery equipment for them. That's really a safe place for them. It's private and quiet. Only the players are allowed in there. And again, they can invite their trainers. So that was something that we did last year and that we're continuing this year that really proved to be a positive player experience. You know, a few years ago, the NFL helped us bring in mentors, legend mentors, so former players in each position. They go around with the players during the week along with our group scouts to just help the players understand where they need to be, when they need to be there, why they're doing something, what do they need to wear, so that, again, we take all those logistics pieces away from them so they can just focus on their performance. So, I mean, the changes that we built are really designed for that player experience.
So the combine is coming up. Big opportunity for the Patriots to kind of evaluate some talent. If we're talking combine, we might as well talk to Jeff Foster, who's the president of National Football Scouting. And I'm curious, because you have the bench, you have the weigh-in, you have the physicals, you have the on-field stuff. Have you ever caught a player hiding weights in their pants or in their shorts in order to make themselves weigh more? Just curious if that's ever happened.
We have certainly discovered players trying to gain advantages, right? I mean, they're competitors. Specifically, weights in their pants, I know that's happened with our scouts at Pro Days. I don't recall that ever happening at the combine itself, but, again, these guys are competitive. They'll try anything. So, you know, but we understand that. But part of our job is to make sure that this is an even playing field, right? And make sure that, again, the players have a good experience, but that the clubs also have a great platform to evaluate the players.
So another thing is, like, as far as, because I know a lot of guys go to the combine and they train in track shoes or they train in this light shoes, right? You guys have, every guy's got to wear the same shoes, correct? Or a certain type of shoe?
Well, they have to wear NFL-approved football shoes.
Okay.
Right? So we don't allow them to wear track shoes or spikes or things like that. And, yes, some years that's been a real challenge, you know, even with some league partners. So, but we do have, you know, NFL's football operations are here. They talk to the players in advance, make sure that they, you know, understand what's expected of them on the field in terms of their apparel and their footwear and gloves and things of that nature. So, yes, again, we try to make it, you know, so it's an even playing surface for everybody. But football shoes are the requirement.
Jeff, one of my questions is, outside of the structure that you have put in place, are there ways for the players to still be exposed to people on teams where I had my 15 minutes with Caleb Williams or whatever, but hey, I saw him grabbing a drink and I stole 5 minutes with him or something like that. Do you have to really control the time the teams have with the players to make it unfair? Or are there kind of casual ways for people to sort of bump into whomever they would like to bump into around this time of year?
Well, the answer is probably both. My next appointment is to meet with the 32 personnel directors. We always have a kickoff meeting to review some of the kind of guidelines and policies, right? And one of those is to make sure that we're not doing what we call illegal interviews. So we have interview structures. There's formal interviews. So every team gets to select 45 players that they can do a private 20-minute interview with in their own private suite. But then there's also opportunities for all clubs to meet with all players in a more informal setting. And there's different time slots depending on what group you're in. And we communicate all that and we manage all that process. What we don't want is a team trying to contact a player and say, hey, if you've got some free time, can you come down here and talk to me? Because what inevitably happens is that the player wants to do that, right? Because he wants to appease the team that, you know, potentially could draft him. So he might miss something for us, like a medical test or, you know, some other responsibility at the combine. So we do ask that the clubs abide by those rules and not do these interviews outside of the approved areas.
So, Jeff, last one for me. I feel like every single year the NFL tries to move the combine. They're almost like they try to treat it like the draft. Tell me why that's a bad idea.
Well, I don't know that we have that kind of time, but I could give you a laundry list. But, you know, there's a reason why this event's been in Indianapolis since 1987. The number one reason is because of our partnership with IU Health. To be able to do the medical testing and evaluations that we do, because it takes 2 or 3 days for each player. So the ability to do that type of testing with a medical partner in a city anywhere else would be really challenging. I mean, we start working with IU Health back in October, and they've been doing it for 30 years. So that's probably the number one reason. I think the other reasons that make it a challenge is that Indianapolis is centrally located. So, you know, whether it's club personnel or players, they're coming from all over. It's centrally located. And then the infrastructure here in Indianapolis, you know, regardless of what the weather is, which, you know, it's beautiful today, but it's also February, so you never know what weather you're going to get in the Midwest. But our three secure venues, the convention center, the stadium, and the Crown Plaza Hotel, which is our headquarter hotel, all three of those are secure areas. They can all be accessed from all of the downtown hotels where the clubs stay without ever going outside. You know, we bring, I think on average, each team brings about 65 personnel. They don't have to rent a car. They, you know, they come down to the downtown area and they can walk to all their meetings, all their interviews. It's efficiency. And I certainly understand and appreciate why the league has, asked cities to bid for the event. It's very natural, especially based on the success that they've had with the draft. And we've been involved in that process. We've helped them. The cities that are bidding, we will meet with them. We'll go visit them. We'll talk to them about the different medical logistics and processes. So we certainly understand it, but right now, I think we're committed through 25. I think there is a bid process starting for 26 and 27, which Indianapolis, thankfully, will continue to bid. And, you know, they've earned the right to keep it. And selfishly, I hope that they continue to win. But if they don't, we'll figure out a way to make it work for the players and the clubs wherever we go.
So, Jeff, I really appreciate this. This has been great. But I have one request and one suggestion
Oh boy.
To the overall combine. strength coaches, when you're doing the bench test, they are not allowed to smack the chest of the guy that is coming up to bench press his 225. You need to make sure no strength coaches do that without permission from the player who is about to attempt his 225 rep max. The other one is, I am looking for my own Tom Brady photo. And I think, that, you know, like, I'm looking for my own Tom Brady's famous combine photo.
All right, I co-signed on this hard.
I am like, because I went to the combine, Jeff, but I had a shoulder issue and a back issue, obviously. And so I didn't
95, right?
95.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I am looking for my Tom Brady photo. If you can help us out with that, the show would really love it.
Yeah, I'll see.
You have to go deep into the archives for that.
I'll see what we have in our archives. But that was before my time, so I can't make any promises.
It was a while ago.
Actually, 95 was before my time too. I don't think, you know, Christian, you probably wouldn't recognize the place now or the process. You guys, you should come back and experience it for yourself. I know the NFL has got a radio row here, and a lot of people do shows from here. So maybe you guys should come down here next year. And,
We're in.
Join us.
Definitely. Because I was saying, like, the meetings that are now 15 minutes, you'd walk down this aisle, Gresh, and then the coaches would just grab you, and you'd be in a meeting for an hour. You'd leave, and then another guy would grab you for an hour. There was no wait. There was no time limit. There's no restrictions. It was the wild, wild west. If a coach grabbed you, good luck getting out of there. It's amazing.
And
now,
club scouts would fight outside the room to see who got you next when you came out. It wasn't scheduled. In fact, I'm actually in the Crown Plaza Hotel right now where those interviews used to take place. And now the hotel is locked down. It's a, you know, very private, quiet place for the players, so they make sure they get, you know, good food and rest and all those things. But, it's not the same as the old Wild Wild West.
Well, I'll tell you, with this bidding process going on, we're going to make sure that Presque Isle, Maine is in the running on this one. Everybody cold and outside, do it that way. Jeff, this was a fantastic breakdown and very much a great look inside the combine. Have as great a week as you can have, and I'm sure you can start digging in on that Fourier photo like next Wednesday after he gets through the combine and has a day to like drink and kind of hang out.
Decompress.
Exactly. Jeff, thank you. We appreciate it, man.
My pleasure, guys.